Blockbuster. Happy New Year's to you and yours. Hope these early days of 2023 have been good to you. To close the loop since my last post, I did want to share our annual Gallagher holiday card, along with a few behind-the-scenes shots. Some years, the idea for the card is just some silly concept we have fun with. Other years, it's a bit more personal and tells the story of the season we are in. This card definitely falls into the latter category. Hashtag empty nest. After completing the card, I had wanted to share this update with you, but was really having a hard time pulling a post together. My goal is to provide value to my audience, be it entertainment, encouragement, or possibly helpful information I am learning as a full-time artist and entrepreneur. Anytime I feel like I'm just yammering on or can't really focus, I know it's time to take a step back. When I go radio silent, chances are good that I am either up to my eyeballs in projects or I'm struggling to see clearly what value I can provide. The past few weeks, I started to wonder if the value may be found in sharing the fact that I am struggling. In a world where we crave life hacks and five easy steps to ... it's easy to think there is no place for the messy middles. Messy middle is a phrase Brené Brown coined in her book Rising Strong to describe the moment of a project when, quote, we're too far in to turn around and not close enough to the end to see the light. While in this space, I decided to take another cue from Brené, who has said, quote, shame derives its power from being unspeakable. When we take the courageous step of speaking the messages that are attempting to take us down, they start to lose their grip. Think of sharing your struggle as a bit like dousing the Wicked Witch of the West with a big gulp. Its power starts to melt away. Because here's what I know. The difference between people who reach their goals and those that don't isn't that one group is magically immune to struggles and doubts, and the other one is like the Peanuts character Pigpen, with a perpetual dust cloud of misfortune following wherever they go. Even though I can attest there are days it sure feels that way. The difference is that one group decides what to do with those messages, and the other group gives those messages a lot of real estate in their mind. Can you guess which group is which? For me, these messages are impacting my mindset and productivity. My current Messy Middle playlist contains classic hits such as, Who Do You Think You Are? No one else struggles like this. Clearly, I'm screwed, so I may as well just give up. Rather than keeping this Debbie Downer playlist in rotation, my plan is to stay curious about what's underneath those messages, get clear on what to do with them, and keep moving forward. Hashtag work in progress. So remember, it's okay to not be okay. Take time where you need to. Just don't abandon pursuing what you really want, because the world needs more people who are using their gifts and sharing who they are with others. As I continue to figure out what is of value to you, my audience, please let me know if this content is helpful or if this sparks thoughts on what you would like to hear more about. Until next time, keep creating and connecting.